ओम शांति। I am so happy and so lucky that today I am repeating my role of 5,000 years ago, and I am sure next 5,000 hereafter also we will be meeting like this. I leave it to the dadis to say Om Shanti and you repeat Om Shanti. Today our subject is very easy, very nice. 3S. Stable and steady stage. 3S. So, let us be stabilized in our seats, feel comfortable and take it very lightly. I have been advised to speak slow. So, if I become fast, please let me know. Now, first thing is stable. You know, stability depends upon, number one, very strong and deep foundation. Any structure, whether it is World Trade Center or something else, must have a very strong and deep foundation. So for Brahmin life, stability also depends on strong foundation of number one, knowledge. Knowledge of two things. One, horizontal cycle, and the other vertical cycle, which covers unlimited history and unlimited geography. This is our knowledge. Recently there was a Murli. Baba says, Brahmins alone are far-sighted because we know the three worlds. That is the farthest in space, far-sighted, unlimited geography. Where from the souls come? How they descend? Like the sand clock that used to be earlier time, slowly, slowly descending. That place becomes empty. This becomes overcrowded. Then again it starts. This is unlimited geography. Unlimited history, which covers everything in nutshell, how this cycle revolves from golden to iron and to golden and like that. So this is our basic deep foundation of Jnana. Built into it are so many things which get clarified slowly and slowly. Still, after getting all the clarifications, when the mind wants to go out of bounds, wants to cross any maryada, line of discipline, then it creates questions. In this unlimited history and geography, questions to satisfy one's own intentions and desires. For instance, some Brahmins say, if we have to come back again in this iron age only, why make all the effort? If drama is fixed, I can't change my role, why make any effort at all and so on. So many questions. Yesterday someone was saying, if this knowledge is so elevated, best in the world, why there are not so many people taking this jnana, accepting it? Why there are not crowds as attracted by so many sadhus and gurus? Why not? And so on and so forth. So this is, we have to keep on dissolving and resolving all these small doubts which our own mind creates, like bubbles on the surface of the ocean. This is a strong foundation. I hope all Brahmins sitting here, they are years old, so they have got a very strong foundation. The proof is you are here. That itself shows the foundation is strong. Then comes the structure. Now in the structure also, there should be no weak link, weak point. Because if foundation is strong, structure is there, very high, big structure. But there are some weak points in that. Then also, the structure won't be stable. If you see the old heritage archaeological buildings in India, say in the capital, around the capital of New Delhi, at their own time they were very strong castles, very strong forts, but today they are not in that condition. They are declared protected, they have to be repaired, cured here and there. Similarly, not a single brick in the structure should be weak or loose. Otherwise also, our stage cannot be stable. If we close all the windows of our house, and there is a big storm going on outside, dust storm, but one window remains open somehow, by mistake, then effort is gone, because all the dust will come in from that leftover window. So Maya knows which way to enter. There is no hidden door for Maya. Maya can smell, like cat can smell milk, Maya can smell where the weakness lies. So to have a stable stage, we have to see that our structure is also complete in all respects. Now how it can happen? It is, they say Rome was not built in a day. Similarly, there is a mathematical proposition that if 10 people can build a wall in 10 hours, if we give you 10,000 people, can they build it in 1 minute or 1 second? No, because time factor is involved. So you just can't multiply things arithmetically. Similarly, for brick by brick, we have to lay the foundation, stable structure of our stage. So one can realize, if there is instability, the cause will be that at some point, on some day, some hour, we have not taken care to do it in the proper way. Something is amiss. Something has been missed. Although it appears to be a structure similar to another structure, but something has gone amiss. That is why in time of test, when the earth is shaking, remains stable, other shakes. So it means if we want to make a stable stage, it cannot be just done theoretically or merely by understanding. All the ingredients, required ingredients, have to be in, and regularly have to be continued to be imbibed. Nothing should be missed. Then it becomes a very foolproof, very strong superstructure. So it means morning to evening, Baba has given us a timetable for our daily routine. Morning to evening, also for the night, how we should conduct ourselves, when we wake up, what should be the first thought, Amrit Vela, what should we do, then Murli class, how should we sit as student, then even taking our food, what should be our stage, in what stage should we walk, and when we are meeting people, in what stage we should meet them, if we are doing any business, any job or anything, what should be that stage, then at night when we retire, what should be our stage, all that Baba has told us. So if we observe each and every, it's very simple to do it, but if we become little careless or think this seems unnecessary, this is not very important, so when we consider some simple, ordinary, small thing to be unimportant, there is where the air bubble will enter our structure, our concrete, and later on it will cause it to loosen. So therefore, simplest thing is to observe all the disciplines. And your conscience will speak, yes, I am observing all the disciplines. Where I have to be present, I must be present. Not that I should think it doesn't matter if so many are present, if I don't go, what? How does it matter? It will matter to me later on. So this is simple as that. Then, what is the purpose of my life? So Baba says, unlimited detachment. Unlimited detachment means we don't belong here. We are actually foreigners in this land, and our home is that. Not that we are foreigners from Paramdham and foreigners from our country, and here we are locals. No. We are foreigners here. We are foreigners in our place of stay. We are local there. That is, just as Baba comes, so Baba comes. But Baba knows, I am here only, this is my temporary entry. But I belong there. So now, slowly and with all the knowledge of the time that is coming, and what time it is now for our soul's journey, so we have to make that place our home, and this place our place of duty or place of stay, temporary. We have got now visa here, and we belong there. It has to be issued by, as Baba says, you should have a passport for there. So from there we get a passport issued for small visa for stay here. This is only possible if we have unlimited feeling of detachment. Not limited. Limited feeling comes when some powerful soul, or when Bab Dada, or when some situation makes us feel, oh, no, no, yes, yes, it is the end. Later on, everything stabilizes. So, we say, no, no, it's okay, things are going on like that. Let me take Jnana, have more yoga, let there be more seasons of Baba, my coming to Madhuban, and going back, as if it is to go on. It is a very limited period of our study and our preparation. So therefore, if we have any sort of connection here, then automatically as per drama, that connection will hold us. When a situation, real situation comes, it will hold us from doing what we want to do. So freedom is, liberation is, that we are living here, but we are having no personal connections here. And that is what for Baba has created this yajna. Otherwise, normally in bhakti cult or in a place, as religious people, there are religious organizations all over the world. They also pray to God, whether they know or not. But they only do it as something extra. Yes, there is some God. Let us pray to God. Let God's blessing be on me. I have done my duty to God by remembering. But they very much belong to this place. They want prosperity. Here, my family should be well, family well-being, reasonable money, all the comforts of the world. They are doing all that for here. And we are all doing whatever we are doing for getting away from here. So that is a basic difference. So we are here specifically to settle our old accounts, which we do not know how deep they are, how centuries old, generations old those accounts are on our soul. Little point, but weighted by so many things. So it is attracted by gravity. You know, everything in this world, physical thing, is attracted by gravity. Even if you try to push it with great power up, what will happen? Gravity will pull it back. Everything, every material thing, gravity will pull it. Now, supposing you wrap a soul inside a material thing, say in the body, which is a material thing, so it is inside. And with the body, if you try to go up, again gravity will pull the soul because you are within the body. Just as iron, if you tie wood with iron, it is going to drown because of the iron. Similarly, the soul cannot fly because it is within the cage of the body. We are all attracted by gravity. Now, to go out of gravity means we should be disconnected. We should loosen ourselves. We can't leave the body till our account is settled. But we can prepare for leaving the body. It means not only my body, first thing is body. Then body and bodily connections and relations. It means if I have still some fancy that, oh, this beach is very attractive, very beautiful. If I stay one night by the side of this beach, I will feel so refreshed, so relaxed, as if I am in golden age. Today Murli also Baba said, you may be any rich, but supposing a plane crash takes place, where are you? Similarly, that we should not forget. I tell you my own experience. When I got into a job, a good government job, first time I was allowed to travel by air-conditioned coach of the railways. Previously, we used to travel at our own expense by the economy class. So, I was a Brahma Kumar at that time, newly started center in my own place. So, I thought, first class, air-conditioned coach. I am going back to my parents from my place of duty. So, I purchased some extra fruit, got some extra luggage and all that, because a lot of space is available, or weight is allowed. So, I relaxed for a moment. Such comfort, so nice. I felt in my mind. And now see what happened. Because there is Baba's help. So before reaching Delhi, where I was to go, about 30 kilometers before that, there was no railway station. The next railway station was 4 kilometers ahead. The engine of the train failed. When the engine failed, they said a replacement will come, it will take 6 hours. Now no one will like to stay 40 kilometers away for six and wait for 6 hours. So all the passengers, they took their luggage on back, there will be no porter, and went to the roadside and stopped the buses and started getting into the buses to go. Now I had lot of luggage because I was to travel in first class, air conditioned, at free, at the government expense. So I was looking now, if I had not collected so much luggage, I would also have gone and got into the bus. But after long wait, I prepared myself to carry all that luggage. So in 2 rounds, I took the luggage on my back, put it by the side of the road. Still, no bus will stop for me, because when they see the luggage, that was not a regular stop. So all other people, they will stop, they will get in. So after I stood in front of a bus, that do or die, it must stop. They stopped it. But then they told me to put the luggage on the roof of the bus myself. Again, I was perspiring. In 3 trips, all the passengers were impatient. I put it on the top. Then I said, yes, Baba, really, air conditioned in Kaljuga is very comfortable. And that day and today, I have never forgotten that anything beautifully wrapped here in Kaljuga, nothing is without a price tag, nothing is without the cost you have to pay, nothing at all. So therefore, you will always find things looking very attractive. But if you get into the reality of it, you will find it is same misery, same problem, same what we know. So therefore, unlimited detachment. We reserve in student life also. The parents tell the student, you pay attention to your studies. After your studies are over, you enjoy yourself. But don't start enjoying while you are studying. So this is our study period in that sense also. We are very serious students of Gyan. Therefore, this thing is very important that our topmost priority is preparing our stage and all other things are incidental. To the worldly people, it is the other way around. Their priority is to live a comfortable life and they do everything for that. And we are sacrificing all those things or utilizing our time, money, energy for making our stage. For the simple reason, we know it is the time to pack up. And they think it is the time to spread. When the soul comes in body, it's just a soul. And it enters the body according to its qualification. You attract a good body, bad body, black body, weak body, whatever, good intellect, good parents, good as per our entitlement. Okay, we have come here. Now what does the soul do? Whatever qualities it has got, it translates those qualities into physical and material things, into relationships, into goods, things, house, this and that. So it spreads. Just as you go to a railway platform, they say the train is 12 hours late. There is no alternative. So what you will do? You will open your hold all, lie down, and other things also you will relax. Some people may start playing some game. But if you know train is coming, so even if you have opened your tiffin, you will immediately close, pack up and be ready to go. So for us, it is the time to pack up. For them, because they do not know, it is the time to spread. So they are not to blame. But we, once we know we have to leave here, what should we do? If supposing I am transferred, I am living in Delhi, I am told that after a week you have to report in New York. Now what will I do? I was going to plant a flower plant in my pot. I will think, now I am going to New York, why I do it, leave it. Or I was going to buy a new chair. I will say, Now I am going to New York, why should I buy the chair? On the contrary, I should think of disposing of whatever I have got. Because people know I am going to New York. If something is left on the last day, they will not pay me any amount. Good, they will say, okay, 10 rupees or leave it. They know I am going to leave. So in advance, I will start preparing so that I can get the best value for my things, reduce them into money because I cannot carry all things to New York. And then not only money, but in the currency of the country where I have to go, because this Indian rupees will be useless there. Similarly, when we have go to Golden Age, via Paramdham, so we can't carry all our things. So we have to reduce them back into our sanskars. And it is the sanskars only which we can carry. And sanskars are intangible, they are immaterial, they are not visible, non-physical. So we try to reduce everything, even there is a waste newspapers, we will sell them, get some money, and so that currency, I convert it into currency where it is usable. So the values that are valid here, like Indian currency, will not be valid there, like the, say, US currency. So I have to acquire those values, transfer whatever I have got here, so that is useful for me, in the form of sanskars. So the soul has got three ingredients, mind, intellect, and sanskars. Now, for simplicity, let us convert it into an automobile or a truck. So mind is the horsepower of the engine. Some minds are very powerful. They can take you, push you, say 100 horsepower, 200 horsepower. Intellect is like the lights, headlights of the truck. Although the engine is powerful, if there are no lights, it may push you into a ditch. So you have to see the direction also. So intellect will tell us where to go. But supposing the mind is in position, intellect is in position, but there is no payload in the truck, it is just empty. What will happen? You are just running it about but carrying nothing. Or worse, if there is a contraband payload in that, which is not allowed otherwise to be taken, then what will happen? You will carry it. At the check post you will be held. You will be stopped, delayed. All the payload taken, confiscated. You will be fined, maybe prisoned also. And that will be the end. Similarly, if we try to carry with us sanskaras, which are not permissible in Paramdham, but to speak of Golden Age. So what will happen? We carry our anger with us, our greed with us, our jealousy, full payload, the sanskars, and the body ends. Then we will be held in Dharamrajpuri. So better it is that we change, transform everything, reduce into good sanskaras, and make them very precious and valuable, less in volume, more in value, just as people carry diamonds these days. Not even gold. They say gold is heavy weight. A few diamonds, handful of diamonds, millions. So like that, we carry only diamond sanskaras with us. That is the job we have to do. And that is why not only are we to transform physically this ourselves, but sanskaras, all our belongings, our connections, our relations, our specialties, our influences, so that we become really rich in all respects. And that is the satisfaction which will give the boost to our effort and which will also keep us stable on the stage. So what is then steady? Steady. They normally say ready, steady, go, isn't it? So what is steady? Normally they say slow and steady wins the race, isn't it? They add steady to slow, and there is that story, famous story of the tortoise and the hare, huh? Because it was steady, slow and steady. But steady means you will find we can be in a state of hurry sometimes, trying to do things quickly. And hurry is caused by worry that if I don't do this, then this will happen. I will miss this. Say the hall of Diamond House is opened at 3 p.m. Baba's day. So there are souls who hurry up and they stand in the queue first so that I can rush into it and I can get a proper seat. And there are souls who know my seat is reserved. I may go only when the final red light is on, I will get a seat. My seat is fixed. So there is a difference. So Baba says, you must ensure an air-conditioned reserved seat for yourself so you do not have to hurry and worry. And that is only possible if there is proper organization. We are properly organized. We are careful. You can be carefree only if you are careful. You cannot be carefree if you are careless. So some people think carelessness, laziness, lethargy, taking things easy means I am comfortable. But that is not so. The worst punishment you can give to a person is to tell that person to do nothing. In my office, I had some very naughty type of people. I had 170 to control. They were really naughty. If you give them any work, they won't do it. They do it wrongly. They create problems. So what I will do, I will give them no work at all. So then they felt so burdened. So they say, please give me something. I will do it rightly. So they're like that. It's a great punishment not to work. Similarly, not to make effort is a great punishment to the soul in this jnana. If you just miss a small little bit of the normal routine, you may not know, but there will be burden on the soul. Say something is happening. Even a cultural program is taking place. It is no part of our study that I must attend a cultural program. But it is taking place. All souls are joining. And I decide, what is this cultural program? Am I a child? Am I supposed to dance? No. Maybe my body consciousness is speaking. If somebody pulls me for a dance, I will feel uncomfortable. But I will reason with myself. Okay, let me go to my room. I will revise my Murli. Now this is also a very subtle way of breaking the discipline. You will not read Murli there. Even if you read, you know all the time it is on your head that others are joining the cultural program, I am reading the Murli. Now this subtle small things, how they affect? When it is Amrit Vela, you will get up because you are used to get up. But you will not have immediate connection. You will have to make effort for the connection. Then you will look at the watch, 15 minutes already gone. Again you will try for the connection. Then you will think, let me read the essence of the Murli. Something else you will do. And right when the Amrit Vela time is over, then you will become very normal and start acting normally. So this abnormality comes because we are not able to naturally follow the disciplines. And this is what leads to small, small missings. And they multiply into a big gap. And then we feel, why is it I am attending class, I am attending Murli, but I am not getting that stage. So the reason is only this, that we have a whole time aim of our life. To achieve that aim, we are a everyday routine. We should not miss anything. Whatever comes our way, whatever situation comes, sometime you have to miss also. Even in that we should not be disturbed. There are brothers who have to attend to the various lodging places. They cannot go to a program. So they, if they, in that position, they start feeling, oh, I am missing a murli. That also will be unstable stage. Because whatever comes my way, naturally I should be prepared for that. All situations. Then it becomes steady. Steady means not when all things are favorable I am steady. Steady means when there are unfavorable circumstances, then I am steady. Now I will give you another example of mine. First time, many years ago, the governor of an Indian state visited Mount Abu. First time, first governor ever. Now there have been scores of governors and prime ministers, that is apart. First time. So, the governor came here. My duty was to look after him, to attend to him. So he was lodged in the room where Dadi Prakashmani ji lives now. And I was supposed to attend to him. As soon as he arrived, I went hurriedly. I said, shall I bring some juice for you? He said, okay. Now I rushed back to the other room where Ishu Behan's office is there. So I told, juice, governor wants juice. Acha. She excited. And then they said, okay. In those days we didn't have juice extracting machine. So the sisters used to have a cloth and a light cloth, put the fruit in that and squeezed like this. So they were doing it. I went back to the governor to see that he is comfortable. I put on a song for him in the tape. I thought he belonged to south of India. So I put a South Indian song. I don't know that language myself. So there are three languages in South India. So it was a different language than the state to which he belonged. He said, no, stop it, give a Hindi song. Because it was different language. Okay. Again I rushed back. Sisters had taken out half glass. So I said, hurry up. Acha. Then, per chance, Dadi Janki passed by. She saw me. She felt what I was doing. She just said, I still remember, huh? She said, let them do it normally. You are excited. You are also disturbing them. Since that day, I have learned that drama means never hurrying, never trying to do things quicker than what is happening. You are only disturbing yourself, nothing else. This I have tested 5-6 times on various occasions. On another occasion, there was a very big spiritual fair to be held. Again, first time in the largest state of India, in the place called Agra. You must have heard Agra, where the Taj Mahal is. So, first time a very big fair was organized. The head of the state was to come there from the capital of that state, Lucknow, and we were all very much awaiting. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that fair was to be inaugurated. All the preparations were being made. Brothers and sisters from many other areas had been called. It was to be a very first big fair. Now the brother in charge of that area, zone, he had arranged a parachute landing, sighting for dadis and the guests. That was about half an hour's drive from that place. There was a place where the parachute shooters were practicing. They will come there after every half an hour and land. So we were supposed to see that. So all of us was taken at about 12 o'clock there. That is half an hour thing. Dadiji agreed, all of us, we went there. In my mind, I was thinking, what is this? They are having such a big fair. People have already crowded that area. Why are we going to see this parachute landing? It is very important. Still I went. Now there, one trip was missed by those parachuters. Instead of half an hour, they said, now you have to wait another half an hour. So I felt more burdened. What is this now? Another half an hour we have to wait. The VIPs to come, we should organize. And I started walking up and down that area. All were seated on chairs. Then suddenly I saw Dadiji. Dadiji is chatting, talking, everything normal. She has also been informed. Another half an hour. I thought, why am I disturbed? Head of the institution is there. She is also in the same situation. All other sisters and brothers, they are enjoying, chatting, talking. And am I the only person concerned that, oh, this is something, waste of time going on? Then I thought, no. Well, I should check myself. Only I am feeling disturbed. As per drama, what is happening is right. So these are two incidents. Later on, I found during the service that many times delay is beneficial to us. In retrospect, I found that the delay that took place was very helpful. If it had not taken place, things would not have been that good. So this also I realized during the course of my service. There was a Vice President of India. We used to meet him in Delhi. He will meet very nicely, and then suddenly his secretary will come and stand behind him. As soon as the secretary will come, this fellow will become abnormal and try to dispose of us quickly. It meant that there is another appointment. 2-3 times it happened. And once or twice he agreed to come to our function, but the secretary later on declined. So I had almost written that person off. I said, why this person, we always go, he meets very courteously, he also promises, then his secretary declines, why should we go to him? But the sister said, he is in office, so we must keep on meeting him. So then what happened? That the first ever international conference that the Brahma Kumaris organized in New Delhi, in a prestigious place called Vigyan Bhavan, we again went to that person, and he accepted it and he came, and he inaugurated it also. Now see, a vice president, if he comes to a lesser function, or comes to a function once, won't come again, because he is the vice president of the country. He will say, I have already attended your function. If he had come to some earlier function, he would not have come to this international conference. So Baba had reserved him for that program, so he was declining for some reason or the other. So later on we found it was very beneficial to us. Similarly, very recently, there is a land we have taken in Punjab. You might have heard Sonipat. So, you might have seen this Manesar, you know, a big complex has come up. So in that complex, when we purchased that land, right through this middle of that land, there was a government path, government passage to go to the village. We acquired the land from private parties, so that could not be avoided. Now when we started constructing, the villagers were passing through that, and there is Baba's room there, and people are sitting, we are doing some class, and they will pass with their tractor and bullock cart and this, some radio on, someone smoking, like that. We couldn't stop them. So we decided, first of all we thought of pleasing the villagers, telling them to go the longer way, we make a pakka road and all, but they didn't agree. So we decided to approach the government. We went to the capital city, Chandigarh. There, we convinced one person who was a junior that this is very important, it is sisters' organization, we can't have security, this and that. He agreed in principle, okay. He said, but you meet the chief minister, because it is not in my power. Normally the government passage is never changed. You have to build overbridge or something, just as here, Om Shanti Bhavan is one side. We had faith that Baba will help us. So, what I want to say is, he agreed. But he said, meet the chief minister. Chief minister sent us to the next man. He gave us punctual appointment, come at 9:30. If you come late, I will be busy in the meeting. Somehow, as per drama, we reached 10 minutes late. So, we were all thinking, oh, we have reached 10 minutes late. We couldn't avoid it. Then, his meeting had begun. But after 5-10 minutes we mustered courage, we had come from Delhi, said somehow we have to go to his office, talk to him. So because of sisters, we asked sisters to enter his room. Said yes, yes. So you are late, but then I also entered. We started talking to him. And flatly he said, nowhere in the world government route is changed. So it is your fault you have purchased land like that. What can I do? Now see, perchance in that meeting which had been organized, the same junior to whom we had talked the previous day, who had agreed in principle, was sitting. He was a part of the meeting committee. So this person asked, as if Baba touched him, that man, what do you think about the request? Now he had agreed with us in principle. He said, sir, they have made a mistake, no doubt. But you see, it is a women's organization. You see, you have to give consideration to this also. So he went in our favor. And ultimately we got from the governor that clearance of the change of the route. But then we found the delay that took place. If it had not taken place, what would have happened? That man would not have been in the meeting. He would have refused us, but he became our votary because of the delay. So delay also helped us. So why were we feeling disturbed that delay, why we have come late? So all such situations tell us only one thing. Never hurry. I have found Mama. We used to say Mama will walk very comfortably in her own way, and brothers and sisters will be lining on both sides of the railway station, Mama meeting them naturally. Train is going, giving the whistle, and we are saying, Mama, hurry up. Mama will not hurry up. Mama will go like that. Because the soul had the power. The train can stop for me. I cannot stop for the train. This is what I learned. Whereas I found many VIPs coming here. They will say, now there are so many taxis. One VIP came, there used to be only two taxis in Mount Abu. He was saying, please hurry up, start 1 hour early. I may miss, taxi may break down, something like that. And I will tell, it has never happened that anybody has missed the train. So like that, finally, what I mean is, reliance on drama means that I am confident that anything this way or that way is not going to change the track, only I am making myself shaky and unstable. So whatever happens, as Baba says many times, whatever has happened is good, and whatever will happen will be better. So this we must put in practice, that nothing can go wrong. So that is the idea. So therefore, this steady word is very good. Going steady means checking ourselves that come what may, we are not going to change. Things will change for us. So this is faith in the drama. But it doesn't come simply by saying. It comes by practicing. Facing the situations and come whatever may come, I will not get disturbed. I have tried it myself many times and found it very effective. Only we should, at the last moment also, we should not shake. Now I will give you another instance. What happened that I was fond of going to any new service, anywhere big program, I will go, take leave from my office, go. So there was in a state of India, capital of one state, first time a very big program was to be organized. So I took leave from my office in another state. I had to be there for 2 days in that city and come back. I took leaves, made all the arrangement. Opening day I will be there, next day I will come back. All railway reservations done. I am such a comfortable soul, I have never traveled without a reservation. So everything organized. Suddenly my mother, who was also a teacher in charge in Mathura, she fell ill. Now the option was whether to go to mother, see the mother, ill mother, or go to the program. Naturally my option was to go to the program. But then I thought, if my mother dies or something happened, everyone will say these BKs don't care for their mother. So in those days you could send a trans message to Baba through the local, Bhog sister. So this sister Mohini, who is with Dadiji, round face Mohini sister, she was in my center. She was a good trans messenger. So I told Sister Mohini, you ask Baba, there are two options, but I want to go to that program. What should I do? She said, Baba says, mother is sick. You should see her, but not that serious. So on your way back, you can meet her. Stay there for one day. Decided. Now the problem was, that was state of Bihar, thousands of miles away. And my reservation was on the next day, railway. Previous day if I leave, there is no railway reservation. But I had to come, and I had never travelled without a sleeping seat. So I said, okay, let it be drama. I will stand firm, I will go, and I will see what drama does. But in my heart I was feeling, somehow I will get a seat. Now our brother Om Prakash, he was also there. All of us tried for a seat, no way. It was overcrowded. Train started, I was standing at the gate of the train. Now see what happens. A lady comes, a lady is also standing by my side with a child. She is also in my position, no reservation. One Bengali person comes to the bathroom and he thinks the lady is with me. Taking pity on the lady, he says, you people have no reservation? The lady says, I have, but the conductor is not available. I said, I don't have. He said, okay, come with me. He was a railway employee with 8 reservations. He was on transfer. And his small children also. He gave me a seat, okay, you sleep here. And I had tears in my eyes that, look, even in this situation, I have got. Baba says, I never do small things for my children, but he does it. So therefore, thousands and thousands of such experience I have got. If you remain stable, nothing can change you. So this is what it is, that as in the management lections also people say, you decide your course and everything will help you. If you don't decide your course, then somebody will hand over a program for you which you will carry out. In this world, there are very learned people, very capable people, intelligent people, people with so many specialties, but the only thing is they don't have the freedom of action. They sell their talent to their employers or whosoever, and then they are only puppets in their hands. They get their money, but they can't use their own talent as they want. In the Brahma Kumaris, we have got this freedom. I may be only knowing how to sweep, but I have enough sweeping to do in this yajna. I will be tired, but the work, I will not be underemployed. In all other worldly things, either you are underemployed, or you are wrongly employed, or you are employed against your conscience. So all those things are there. So here, you get that freedom. So what I have felt is, that once we have learnt the spiritual art of mastering our own self and making our own fortune, not for one generation, but as much as we like, how seriously we should take this study. All other things become very secondary and they don't go away from us, only their priority and their importance is relatively reduced. Now there is a check to our stage. Just as you know, many Murli Baba says, that Avyakt Murli also Baba said, up and down, you see, that is not to be. So you have to be balanced. So this balancing is very important for making our stage stable and steady. Balancing of what? One thing is that all our powers are opposites. You will find most of our powers are in couples and they are opposite to each other. For example, power to tolerate and power to face. They are one unit, but they are opposite to each other. Whether you should tolerate or you should face. Similarly, power to be introvert and power to be social or power to be light. So how can you be introvert as well as can you be light and entertaining? So many powers are like that only. So therefore, We all use powers, but people use power, wrong power at the wrong time. That's all. Say, what happens with agyani soul? Agyani soul will not get sleep at night. You will find normal sleep the agyani soul will not get. Either read a book or get walk or have some see some television, something they will do. Then only they will get sleep. So you will find when it is time to sleep, they won't get sleep. When it is time to wake, they won't awake naturally. They feel difficulty. Similarly in jnana, if you are not practicing, organizing and disciplining in small matters, regularity, punctuality, then when you are meditating, you will think of jnana points, service, jnana, knowledge. When you are listening to Murali, you will think meditation is very important, meditation is very important, meditation is very important. So, this will happen. So that is why Baba says there are two words, Nyara and Pyara. You know Nyara and Pyara? What do we say in English? Nyara and Pyara. So Nyara is negative, Pyara is positive. So long as you connect negative with the negative, positive with the positive, where you have to be positive, where you have to come down for action, yes. But where you have to withdraw, yes. That is the Murali. Withdraw and come like a tortoise. But whenever we make a wrong connection, you have to be Nyara and you become Pyara. Or you have to become Pyara and you become Nyara. There will be what? In electricity, there are two wires, negative and positive. You go on connecting negative with the negative, positive with the positive, okay. But if you connect wrongly, per chance, one with the other, what is there? Fuse off. Fuse off. And here, fuse off, confusion, darkness. You see, the bulb will fuse. So temporarily, we will feel confusion here. And the reason is wrongly connecting Nyara with Pyara. So, if we do that, then the thing will be all right, but the timing may be wrong. Thing will be all right, but the place will be wrong. Say, I am a very good singer, very good singer, praised, all my songs are praised. But I get up at midnight and start singing, then what will happen? Or I sing at the wrong place, some funeral procession is going on, and I start singing there. So I will be beaten. People say, what you are doing? So this time and place, proper place and proper time, and rendering the thing in a proper manner, what we call mannerism, that will make us disciplined, regular, and controlling our nature. Then we can use whatever power we want, not only that, to the extent we want, not overuse it or underuse it, and then get back. Otherwise, we have to tolerate. See, something occurs to me. I think I should say to Dadi and feel light. Then I say, why speak to Dadi? Let me. So I am tolerating. I should have said and got cleared. But then I say, why speak to Dadi such small matter? So, and such things, if they accumulate into me, one day they don't go off. They cause you burden on the soul. So therefore, we have to be using the power to face when it is there. But to what extent? If we start facing our own people and tolerating people of Maya, my relatives, my bodily office people or workplace people, I tolerate. And when I come to Gyan, I start facing, no, it should be this, it should be this. So it's reverse use. I should tolerate here and face there. So this is requires some courage. Otherwise, there are negative values, which is nothing but the perverted form of positive values. What is ego? Ego is actually a complex, either of superiority or of inferiority. And it is the perverted form of what should be their humility. Humility is antidote to ego. But humility is our normal nature. If we are humble, everybody will respect us. There will be no clash. If we have got ego, everybody will be clashing with us, or I will be clashing. So all these are with us. The Ajnani people use negative qualities. They use anger, they use money, greed, they use relationships, they use ego. And we use positive powers. And positive powers don't harm us, they don't harm anyone. Negative powers harm us as well as harm others. If I use anger, who burns first? Me or the person on whom I am using anger? Who burns first? I must heat up myself to be able to pass 80% of that to the other person. Same thing. So you can't cheat a person unless you cheat yourself. This is Gyan. Therefore, we have to use these powers, positive powers in our life. We can have both. When we were in Ajnan, we were using mostly negative powers. When we come in Gyan, we start using mixed. Somewhere negative, somewhere positive. Somewhere divine power, somewhere other power. I met a brother. He said, do in Rome as Romans do. He said, when I am in Ajnanis, I act like Ajnani. When I am in Gyan, I act Jnani. I said, this is not Gyan, that you are acting like Ajnani with Ajnanis. He said, no. I said, how? He said, if you mix water with water, it is not adulteration. If you mix milk with milk, it is not adulteration. If you mix milk with water, it is adulteration. This was his logic. So therefore he said, you behave with Ajnanis like an Ajnani. I said, I differ with you. We have to behave as we want to behave, not as they behave to us. So therefore, substitution of negative powers with positive powers to the extent that no negative power is used by us, so much so that we have ignorance of negative power, then only our stage can be stable. We have a deception. Maya deceives us that you can use both the powers depending upon the situation. I can use so much love and little hatred whenever needed. But that little hatred cannot coexist with love. Love and hate cannot coexist. Does Baba hate anyone? Baba is ocean of knowledge. Baba may see the most hateful situation. Baba may not like to see it. But does Baba hate? Because there is a saying also, hate the sin, not the sinner. Baba does not hate the sin even. Because hate, where there is hate, there cannot be love. You may have little hate and all the love, but it cannot be called unlimited, unconditional love. Light and darkness cannot coexist. Can they coexist? Darkness is the absence of light. Hatred is the absence of love. Then how can I be an embodiment of love if I hate even one person? So this is so much substitution of negative values with positive. Truth is okay, but truth also has to be taken not in an abstract sense, otherwise it can hurt. Two people take a situation to Dadiji. I say, Dadiji, this happened, this is right, and this is very wrong in this yagya to be done, so this soul has done it, you take care of this soul. That soul also says, Dadiji, this is my case. Dadiji knows both situations. I expect, because I am on the side of truth, Dadiji will decide in my favor. Dadiji does not decide in my favor. I think, what is this? I am right. And in this yagya is only intended for truth, for making everything truthful. Why this falsehood here? No. They have to see it in a different perspective. That soul has also to be sustained. Patently that soul might have done a mistake, but that has also to be sustained and carried along. Not that simply because that soul is not presently following the truth, it means that their soul will not become truthful. If you start trusting a thief, thief will also become honest. There is a saying, one person was sitting with his friend, and he asked his son, what is 60 plus 30? He asked his son. The child replies, 70. The father patted his son, oh, very well, nice, nice, and gives him a chocolate. 60 plus 30 is equal to 70. So the friend says, what is this? You are giving him a prize and patting him for a wrong answer? He says, no, 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 you don't know. Yesterday I asked him, he said 120. So today there is improvement. So that's why I am giving him the chocolate. So you see, you have to take it in that sense. There is improvement. So from this thing is coming closer to the truth. So from one perspective you have to see it like that. That as per drama, nothing is wrong. As per drama, nothing is wrong. Elementary knowledge, right is right, wrong is wrong. This is jnana. Distinction between right and wrong. Higher knowledge, right is right, wrong is also right. You see, if you can appreciate that it is all built, old age is also built into life. If we start discarding all old people, that they are now gone, then I am also to become old tomorrow. Similarly, if I remove Kaljuga, if I remove Maya from the whole drama, where is the stake? Where is the for winning and fighting? Therefore, everything has its own time. We know Kaljuga is not good, but we know it will go at its proper time. The time given to us in between is to make our stage better, steady and stable. Not that it is for no reason that we have come a little earlier and to make up for that. You know, Christmas is celebrated before New Year. Why? Because within that period, we have to prepare for the New Year. Similarly, Sangam Yuga comes a little before the Golden Age. Because this period is given to us so that we prepare ourselves for the Golden Age. So, there is a Murli which said, you have become BKs not to live life, but to make life. We have not just here to feel comfortable, oh, we have jnana, A situation comes, I will face it better. No. To make life. In fact, tolerance word does not exist in golden age. In fact, no power exists in golden age. This word powers, 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 only at confluence. See our qualifications of the golden age. You see, sarvagun sampan. What does it mean in English, sarvagun sampan? All qualities come something like that. Huh? Solakara sampuran sampur. There is no mention of any power in that. The whole of our qualifications, they have never said all powers complete, all virtues complete. Why? Because this power is like a student's study. It's an energy. And energy is in the background. And application of energy is the fruit what people think. They don't bother how the mango tree is grown. People want mango. We do not know this electricity, where from it is coming. We are only concerned with our bulb, isn't it? This is the applied form of science. Similarly, powers are in up to now only. In golden age, these will be converted into virtues and qualities. So therefore, this also we should see that we are right from here, we start converting our powers into qualities. Truth is the formula and love is the application of that formula. If I am truthful, I will love all. And not love some or many, or too many, but still hate some, no. So this love is the key to the lock of luck, as Baba says. But this love has to be very unlimited, very deep, coming from inside, with no selfish motive, no limitation, like that. So in a sense, in one Murli Baba has said, economize, economize, economize. So we are supposed to economize on everything. But the root of economy is economize on my what? If I economize on that, I automatically economize on other things. All right, I will put it in another way. Which is the shortest, smallest denominator of life? Smallest denominator of life, time. We have got minutes, seconds, split seconds. Which is the smallest denominator? Simple, so simple. Okay. Beg your pardon? Point. A point is only its form. Smallest denominator of time is thought. Thought. Thought, 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 thought. In a second you have so many thoughts like that. So smallest denominator of life is also thought. So if we economize on our thoughts, we are increasing or expanding our lifespan. Just as a doctor will see your pulse, if it is very fast, he will say something is wrong. So it has to be normal. Similarly, you will notice our thoughts become fast. If there is anything negative in us, you get angry and you will find your eyes will blink faster, you will think faster, all the whole system will start functioning fast. Thinking will be fast, I do this, I do this, I do. You become jealous, same thing. Have enmity with everyone, same thing. Afflicted by lust, same thing. Afflicted by ego, same thing. Quick. So therefore, quality of our life depends upon quality of our thoughts. And quality of our thoughts depends on the quantity of our thoughts. The lesser the thoughts, the more qualitative those will be. Because you will always find quality versus quantity, there is a clash. As the quantity grows, quality comes down. So, less thoughts. That is why Dadis sometimes say, think only what you have to do. Don't think unnecessary, I will do this, I would have done this. No, only that short thought may arise which is to be practiced. That is, they say, no difference between precept and practice. So the lesser the number of thoughts, they will qualitatively grow. So we can test our mental health by the speed of our thoughts. If some mischief arises in my mind, or if mind is stuck on something, we have heard of blood clot, but have you heard of thought clot? Just think over thought clot. You get a thought clot and your mind is stuck to that, as if a cassette is stuck on a particular word of the song, yogi, 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 yogi. So what will happen? You will lose the joy of the song. You will be yogi there, you will come down and look towards the cassette, what is going on, yogi, yogi. Similarly, a thought clot means you are stuck onto something, the tape has twisted and only it is playing there. So our Tirkal Darshi gone, thought of golden age, silver age gone, Paramdham gone, only stuck to this life. Gyan Sarovar, Madhuban, my room, Gyan Sarovar, like this. So this is not a flying stage. So we have to be unlimited. When you are thinking of very vast thing, small thing looks very small. Just as you go up, car looks like a matchbox. Similarly, if you have to think of New York, Bombay is only one step ahead. But if I have to go to Bombay only, I will think of Ahmedabad, this, that. My thinking will become narrow. So Baba says two words of Gyan, finally. One is ever. Our Gyan, stability means, steadiness means ever. We want to be ever healthy, ever wealthy, not occasionally healthy and occasionally wealthy. So ever, forever, attainment of that ever inheritance, here also we have to be ever. Ever ready, ever disciplined, ever regular, all the time, ever. And then easy. Not ever with effort, but naturally. So ever and easy, these two are the key words. If we are always easy and doing everything in the normal way, our stage will definitely be stable and steady. And wish you all the best. Om Shanti.